6 years of Democratic rule in Vermont will soon come to an end. And after a resounding victory for Phil Scott in the race for governor Tuesday, Republicans will retake the executive branch in January. Scott says he thinks he can find common ground with members of the democratically controlled legislature. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the return to divided government promises some contentious policy debates over the next 2 years.
The GOP's election night watch party had been a subdued affair for the most part on Tuesday. It's been a rough few election cycles for Republicans in Vermont, who lost the governor's seat in 2010 and saw their numbers in the House and Senate fall to woeful lows. A little before midnight, however, the party faithful finally found a major victory they could call their own. The crowd cheered wildly as Phil Scott made his way to the podium.
Yeah, thank you all. Thank you so much. I can't believe we're here tonight. What a great night.
The three-term lieutenant governor and former Washington County senator has spent his 16 years in office, insisting he doesn't, quote, have a political bone in his body.
So to say this blue-collar kid from Barrie never expected this to happen is an understatement.
But Scott's finely tuned political acumen was on display Tuesday as the GOP gubernatorial candidate notched a comfortable 9-point victory against Democrat Sue Minter, even as Vermonters went Democrat in the presidential race by a nearly 2-to-1 margin.
I am truly, truly humbled by what we accomplish tonight.
A few miles away at the Democrats' election night event at the Hilton Hotel in Burlington, party diehards watched in shock over the course of the evening as Donald Trump took an ever-growing lead in electoral votes over Hillary Clinton. And then they watched the Democratic gubernatorial candidate they worked so hard to elect make the speech none wanted to hear. Minter put on a sporting face, dancing her way into the ballroom, hugging friends and supporters along the way. But her wide smile belied the news she was there to relay.
I obviously want to start by congratulating Phil. I just got off the phone with him. We talked about how proud we were of the campaign that was run.
Minter and Scott have exchanged some sharp jabs in a governor's race that will likely be the most expensive in state history. Outside groups have spent more than $4 million to influence the outcome, in addition to the more than $4 million the candidates have raised themselves.
I've known Phil personally for more than a decade, and I know that he will do his best to serve as our governor and lead our state.
And she said the ideas her campaign brought to the fore this year live on.
I don't think this evening ends in any way our continued work to build a brighter future for Vermont, to continue to fight to have more livable wage jobs.
Minter's loss will, however, change drastically the way the state approaches economic development. Minter had proposed a $12.50 minimum wage, mandated paid family leave, and tuition-free community and technical college. Minter said she wasn't afraid of raising new taxes to bring those ideas to fruition, and she had a democratically controlled legislature ready to work with her to make them happen. Scott, meanwhile, has said he'll reject any proposal that raises taxes or places new financial burdens on businesses, and he's pledged to keep growth in government spending well below what it's been under Democrats. Scott said he'll begin working immediately to deliver on those promises.
Well, we first have to build a budget ourselves, and we'll start that tomorrow, and start hiring a team of talented people, regardless of party. It's not going to be a litmus test for me that they have to be a Republican.
Scott said he understands that the ideological gap between him and the legislature will be difficult to bridge.
Well, you're still going to have some partisan gridlock. I'm sure of that.
Scott, though, says he stands ready to collaborate with his friends across the aisle.
I think we find ways to work together, and I'm looking forward to doing that. I've been in the Senate for 10 years. I presided over the Senate for six, and I know we can find ways to work together.
It will become apparent relatively soon how successful he is. Scott will present his inaugural budget to the legislature in January. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.